The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are always presented by DraftKings. We are, I don't know, Google it. We're one of the top five NFL betting podcasts around. Anytime you Google it, any podcast app, it's really pretty awesome. It's primarily because of my co-host, Steve Fezzik, the great at Fezzik Sports on social media. I am merely a former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, unbelievable temp job in my 20s, by the way. Now I got a bunch of media gigs and several podcasts, including this one that's really popular. Appreciate those of you that check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL, whether I'm posting beer or food or whatever. And then we are at Ross Tucker Pod on social. Make sure you follow that because then you get the highlight clips of all of the shows. Went over my NFL head coach power rankings yesterday. Actually, that'd be a good topic for Steve and I, because Steve, you probably have NFL head coach power rankings, and I'd love to see how yours compared to mine. That just gave me an idea for an episode this summer. Check him out at Fezzik Sports. Again, I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. Love those of you that check us out, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And today we are joined by, I guess, I don't know if they're friends, enemies, or frenemies, but we're joined by the great Brad Powers. You can follow him on social media at BradPowers7. Just got off the phone with a friend, and he said, I think Brad Powers is the sharpest college football guy out there. And this is a friend that follows betting very closely. So kudos to you, Brad. Would you say that's your specialty is college football?
Oh, absolutely. It's my specialty. I honestly don't anymore really dabble in a lot of other sports. It's a 365 a year job because you have 133 teams to dive into. So it's as many teams as NHL, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball combined. So yeah, it requires a lot of time. So yeah, college football is my specialty.
Is that why you have the success you have, Brad? Because there are so many teams and because it's not a 30-team league like the pro sports you mentioned, that you feel like there's more opportunity?
Yeah, so someone asked me, like, why do you think, you know, it can be a lot more profitable or at least easier to win in college football compared to the NFL? And I just gave him there's 101 reasons why it's better than the NFL, or at least easier to win than the NFL. And I just didn't come out with that number because it sounds good. It's because there's 101 more teams in college football than the NFL. And it's twofold. It's not only the amount of teams, but it's also something relatively new. You know about this, Ross. The transfer portal is creating, you know, a lot more difficulty for the people that are bouncing from sport to sport. Well, I mean, there's so much roster turnover in the last few years that if you're just, you know, meandering your way, waking up on a Saturday morning expecting to bet and win a college football, but that's not going to work anymore in today's day and age. I mean, you got to know that it's almost a different team each and every year, even if you have the same coaching staff.
Brad, it's nuts. I have a recruiting business. I started as a player called GoBigRecruiting.com. I do a college game every week for CBS. The transfer portal is bananas. I mean, the amount of teams I do where half their starters, you have to see where they played before. I mean, it's unbelievable. And talking with all these, you know, personnel directors at all these different colleges, it is like a full-time job for a huge staff now, because they have to have a grade and evaluate all these guys in case they hit the portal. And I know a number of stories. They don't even wait anymore. They reach out to somebody through back channels and tell them, you should go in the portal. And by the way, you should go in the portal, because if you do, we'll take you and we'll give you this much money through NIL. I mean, it is nuts. Steve, you were saying that it's easier. Do you agree with Brad, Steve, that it's easier to win in college football than the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. The only exception would be if you were a betting syndicate and you wanted to bet $100,000 a game and you're dividing by 15, for instance, it's very difficult to get enough volume down. But guess what? That's 0.0001% of the world. So for everyone else, I will go as far as to say we're all lazy as bettors. We just want to play our no-limit poker. You know, that's what's prevalent out there. And that's what we're used to. Never mind if we learned to play mixed games and we mastered these other games, we'd make more. It's this gambling's very similar. When you're a poker player, you want to play the softest game. You don't want to play the seven best players in the world, even if you're the best player in the world. You want to play a weak game where you can make more money. And that really is what college football is. So Brad Powers is uniquely qualified to make more money than anybody else once his bankroll gets sufficiently high. And by all regards, it's getting there, because he knows more about a game that is imminently beatable compared to NBA or NFL. And thus, he has built the world's greatest portfolio to the point, Ross, Brad Powers on the bets that he's made this year, I believe, has over a 99% chance to have a winning season.
Wow. How do you do the math on that?
You back of the envelope, and every single, I would say 90% of the bets that he's made, correct me if I'm wrong, Brad, when the season kicks off, if he wanted to, he could just bet the oppo side and earn off of it. It's that strong.
Yeah. I'm not being egotistical, but yeah, it'd be in the 90% range.
Okay, so dumb question number one, Steve. Like, why don't you do college football then?
I do college football, but I'm also doing MLB. I'm also doing WNBA. I'm doing the USFL. Well, if college football is so much more profitable, why don't I just do that? Well, then I wouldn't eat for 4 months because I wouldn't win anything until September started. So it's a trade-off where I have to take a look at my clients wouldn't eat. So would I rather take paycheck week after week and put in plus EV bets that I'm going to win 54% or just chuck in selective, you know, 70% bets? Like, Brad, did you get Colorado under 5.5 wins?
Yeah, Colorado under 5.5. Had to bet in December, though. Had to pay attention and look at it. That was back in December when that was offered.
So you're making bets like that, but eventually, like I said, you're going to run out of money because you're waiting forever, and two, you're not going to get paid anything over the course of the season. And your clients are like, "Well, wait a minute, who do we like game three in the NBA?" Well, I like under. So you know, it's you got to play one off of the other.
Speaking of eating, Steve, the only thing I want for Father's Day is steak, is meat. And you can get it at omahasteaks.com using the promo code EVEN at checkout. My favorite thing maybe in the world, bacon-wrapped filet mignons. Whether he's your father, father-in-law, or father figure, he's the guy always ready to step up when you need him most. This Father's Day, show him the love with the only gift that's as unforgettable as he is, the mouth-watering perfection of Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged, oh-so-tender steaks to hand-selected gift packages, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to give dad what he really wants. Order today and get $30 off with promo code EVEN. And every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Minimum order may be required. See site for details. Curious, Brad, how many FCS games do they post a week?
They post all of them, but you got to wait until game day. So what I tell people is, look, if you want to wait until game day to bet college football, okay, you can do that, but you got to pick and choose. And what I would be picking and choosing is FCS and specializing in that. And yes, I do power ratings for all 120 teams in the FCS as well. That's even an easier market to beat. But again, like Fez mentioned, it's not like you're getting down $5,000 on an FCS total. You're going to have to be okay with getting $250 or $500 on something like that.
You guys will love this story. I'm going to tell it real quick. My first game, Brad, freshman year for Princeton, we're playing Cornell, and I am on the punt team and the field goal team. And my dad calls me during the week. I just had the prom. I'm 18. And he says, Ross, if I give you a signal, let your guy block the punt. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the spread is, you know, whatever it was. Spread is 3. Cornell's laying 3. He's like, if I give you a signal, let your guy block the punt. And I was like, he was joking, of course. But it was just so funny. I mean, I'm 18. And like the idea that like I could like get out of the way and the guy could block the punt and people would make money off that. Like it was crazy. My dad, you know, he was joking, but like it makes you think, you know, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze, sort of say, because you just can't, it's tough getting down. I mean, I would think it'd be a lot more nefarious if you could bet like 20, 25 grand on an FCS game, then I would think that happens. But I don't expect, especially coming from a school as prestigious of what you were playing in the Ivy League, I don't think that's the case.
No, it doesn't happen. It's just funny that my dad even brought that up. What were you going to say, Steve?
I'm going to make a bold statement here. People are going to get angry at this. All right. If anyone actually wanted to benefit and fix games, they could make millions undetected fairly easily. And the way they could do it is just from college basketball.
Yeah.
Forget the players, the officials, and just the way they call the game. So if it's an over, just blow whistles left and right for fouls. Unbiased, doesn't benefit either team, and absolutely put both teams in the bonus, tee up both teams liberally so there's even more free throws, and recognize there's going to be games that no one's going to be able to shoot well, and you're just going to lose. So it's fixed, but it's only fixed to the point where it's going to win like 70% of the time, so you don't have to make it so obvious and so ridiculous that something nefarious is going on. If a crew was that savvy and did that, they could go 20 years. Look at Donaghy. Donaghy was obvious and ridiculous, and he went on for years and years. If you were a college basketball ref and did that, your entire career you could do that, and you'd never get caught if there was no paper trail.
Yeah, we're going to move on from that comment, from Steve. Let's go. You know what we should do instead? We should drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Okay, Brad. Let's get into your process. I read somewhere where you already have more than 100 college football bets. Am I correct in saying you have your power rankings, you follow it, and are all 100 of those bets season win totals that you think have been mispriced, or are there already some lines up that you attacked immediately when they were posted?
Yeah, so that number is 250 now. I made 250 bets. If you count week one, you count futures, you count season win totals, you know, all of that. I bet 100 different teams as far as season win totals go. And do I think I have that big of a significant edge? Yeah, for the most part, I do. Because keep in mind, I'm not waiting until late August where it becomes a much more liquid market and these lines have been, you know, beaten into shape, sort of speak. It's just me versus the bookmaker. And I would say in college football, in February, March, April, and May, I am a favorite over any individual bookmaker when it comes to posting a line on a game or a season win total on an individual team. So, yeah, I'm not afraid to have that many bets. And the process for me, Ross, really starts with having a good power rating to start with from the end of the season power rating. And then I just go from there and start making adjustments as far as returning production, recruiting and whatnot, coaching, as far as whether I like the staff and just adjusting from there. But a lot of times it's not even, you know, I think my power rating is that much superior. A lot of these books, Ross, and this is relatively new in the market, there's this race to be first instead of this race to be right. And they want to post numbers earlier and earlier each and every season. I mean, there's books posting college football stuff in February, whether it's season win totals, where it's the Ohio State-Michigan game. And instead of being right, instead of getting that information in the spring, they're just posting numbers. And they're what we call in this market pretty soft, so to speak. So, I mean, you can find instances where, you know, a game's off 3+ points, 6 points, 7 points, maybe even 10 points. That just never, ever happens in the NFL.
So, in their opinion, it's worth it to be first because of the marketing they get behind it and being able to take action then. And they know they're going to lose with people like you, but they think it offsets.
So it's an interest-free loan when I'm betting a bunch of this stuff early. I mean, they get to hold my money for that long. I guess they want the publicity because that's a big thing now. Oh, we got the stuff out there. So, I mean, it's interesting to see the dynamic. I'm glad they do it. I'm not afraid to post up the money because, I mean, I was just looking at last year. I mean, I'm talking 24, 25% ROI on some of this stuff. It's that soft. I mean, you look at the S&P 500 historically year-end. Is what, like a 10% ROI. So again, I don't mind posting up my money for a long period of time because I think the edges are that big. And I'll give you another example. Season win total. Did I think I was going to have 100 different positions on these teams? No. But when the market is painting 5.5 on a team across the board, some book wants to be, you know, think they're sharp and post a 6.5 on an individual team season win total, of course I'm going to go under 6.5. I mean, you're giving me 100+ cents of value there. So, yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why I have 100 different – I bet 100 different teams so far as a win total.
Do you have a tough time, Brad, being able to get down, get your action down with your success?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not – I'm not betting through an app, you know, on my phone. Oh, I'm going to bet 2,000 on the Sam Houston State season win total. So – we have to have different, you know, a few people bet them. You have to do them in person. Kiosk jamming is what we call it. And again, it comes down to this. A fair bet for me is a nickel, dime, two dimes. So again, we're not talking about trying to get down $10,000 on an individual team season win total. If I can get 1,000 down, I'm happy because I'm betting 100 different of them.
Are there, Brad, still some numbers out there that you've seen that you still really like, or have most of them been adjusted? I guess I'm curious, how much does your bets move the market? Like, I'm sure you notice, right? I know you're not able to put that much money down, but because of your reputation, I have to assume that when they let you place a bet, that moves the market.
Yeah, so if they do know it's me, but they're going to move off money anyways, because they're going to, I don't care if it's me or anybody out there. If you're willing to bet a win total on Jacksonville State in their first year of the FBS, they're going to probably assume that somebody betting that in May probably is sharper than most. So they're going to move it off any type of money like that. So I would say out of the 100 teams that I bet, probably 80 of them have moved at least a half a win. Some have moved a win. Some have moved, you know, a win and a half or two wins already. And they only play 12 games in college football. So that's significant, significant movement when I consider a half win to be worth like 70 cents.
Wow. Any numbers out there that you still like?
I mean, there's quite a few. I mean, especially in the smaller ones. I think that a lot of the bigger Power 5 programs have been beaten into shape, at least so to speak, so far. So if you're looking to get down, I'd focus more on the group of five. The MAC, you know, Miami of Ohio is a team I like quite a bit, over 6.5 wins for the Redhawks there. I mean, number one schedule-wise, you look at their division, Kent State's going to go from a contender to one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in all of college football this year. Mullen Green's down in that division. Buffalo's down in that division. They get Western Michigan from the West, and they're way down with a new coaching staff and lost a bunch of transfers. So I think schedule-wise, Miami makes a lot of sense. And keep in mind, last year, the Redhawks are playing with a freshman quarterback. He's back. He's now a sophomore. Plus, they get their starter they anticipated for last year in Gabbert. So you just check mark 1, 2, 3 value still on Miami.
And Ross, Brad is from the MAC originally. So think about this. It's his one sport he focuses on. He's the best in the world at it. Well, there's probably some dude in Utah that we don't know. But aside from that guy, he's the second best. And now he gets his conference of choice. You got to be crazy to book Brad Powers in the MAC. And what's interesting with the bookmakers is some of them get the memo and some don't. How you bookmake in June should be a lot different. If Brad Powers walks to the window and he bets Cal, for instance, week 1, -6.5, you should immediately move to 11. I mean, literally, Brad Powers is not going to bet a week 1 game against you unless it's off by 4 points. Would you agree, Brad?
This year, it was a little tighter than say, just a year ago. But, I mean, it depends on the number. I mean, I definitely think if I'm betting Cal -6, 6.5, I don't think the number should be 7. I think it should be blowing through a very key number of 7. So you're right, so to speak. I'm not betting anything week 1 or game of the year specific, that being like the Alabama Auburns, unless I think it's 3-plus points off.
So I feel like the advantage in college football is the schedule part of it. Because I just don't think – I wonder how much the bookmakers really look at these team schedules, because there's so many teams. Do they really go through and look at their schedules? Because, man, I feel like just doing some local Penn State stuff makes a big difference who they're playing that year. And the NFL is not really like that to that extent.
So, yeah, there are some huge disparities. In theory, they should, because when you're coming up with a win total projection, you're just not, you know, being, you know, Barney at the bar and writing down, oh, that's going to be a win, that's going to be a win, that's going to be a win. 10-2 for Penn State this year. They shouldn't be doing it like that. They should have a projected line on each game and a theoretical win percentage for that one where it's giving them, you know, a 75% chance to win that game. Okay, that equates to a 0.75. as far as the win total for that individual game. So they should be doing that, but I don't always find that to be the case. I'll give you an example of a team I bet under in the Power Five that its schedule had a lot to do with it, Duke. And I like Duke quite a bit. I like their returning production. I really like their head coach, Mike Elko. But last year, Duke benefited from an incredibly easy ACC slate, where they didn't play Florida State, didn't play Clemson. Keep in mind, Notre Dame plays a lot of ACC teams. Well, this year, instead of avoiding all those big teams from the ACC, they have to play Clemson. They have to play Florida State. They have to play Notre Dame. So a Duke team that won 9 games a year ago that I have power rated better this year than what they were a year ago, I still wasn't afraid because of their schedule to bet under 6.5 wins for Duke.
Already pumped up for game 3 of the NBA Finals. I know Fezzik has a bet on it that we're going to get to. DraftKings Sportsbooks, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers place a $5 bet during the NBA Finals, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. All customers can take a shot at bigger payouts with their stepped-up same-game parlays. Just open the app, DraftKings app, opt in, place your stepped-up same-game parlay, boost your NBA winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Ross. Steve, what do you have for NBA Finals Game 3?
So I'm going to go under. They're still 215 at a few select books, including the South Point. I'd strongly encourage you to place this bet against the South Point. I believe that Game 2, it did go over and the Sharps bet over, but it was a minor miracle that it got there. 219 points scored. Well, Denver shot pretty well from three. They hit 40%. Miami shot phenomenal, hitting almost half of their three-point shots. Unsustainable. That can't continue. Both teams made approximately 90% of their free throws. So if that Game 2 had landed 212 or 208 like it should have, then Games 1 and 2 would have both gone under, and we'd be staring at like a 212. Instead, we're looking at a 214.5. And as we go deeper into a series, I always look more and more towards unders, especially after a select game goes over. Under 214.5 is a best bet NBA Game 3.
Love it. Brad, just to wrap up with you, and I really appreciate you coming on the show. We've got about 30 seconds here. What would be your recommendation to people that want to bet college football, but this is not like a 360, like they have real jobs. Like they can't do what you do 365 days a year. What's the recommendation for them?
So it's simple. Pick a conference. Instead of trying to do 133 teams, just pick a conference with 13 or 14 teams. And I would say pick a small conference. I know it's not as fun as the SEC, but pick a MAC or a Mountain West and specialize in the smaller teams, and you can get an edge, even if your handicapping level isn't up to, you know, Steve Fezzik, the Hall of Famer.
Do you still – are you like Steve where you bet other sports from buddies of yours?
Oh, absolutely. We call it the top-down approach. So, yeah, people that I trust that can move markets and whatnot. Fez is one of them that I rely on. So, yeah, if he sends me stuff, absolutely I'm going to bet it, especially that South Point pick he just gave. I'm going to be on my app here as soon as this is over.
Got it. Hey, check him out on social media, at BradPower7. Steve has mentioned you so many times over the years on the show. I'm glad we were finally able to get you on. Really appreciate it. Check out Steve as well, at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. Next week, I think we're going to get into a little NFL prop bets looking ahead, which should be a lot of fun as well. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.